Okay, hi everyone. It's Anna here, and I'm down in the Woods Hole Village at the pressure tank. And I'm here with
Heather
and
Richard.
And Heather, what's going on? What's a pressure tank? Why do we need to do this?
We are trying to understand the characteristics of every individual float that we are ballasting. And every float has a little bit of a different weight, little bit of a different wet weight, little bit of a different volume, little bit of a different compressibility, which is the squishiness under pressure, you know, how much it squeezes together. And so we're trying to understand this for every single float, because that detail is important to correctly ballast it for the target pressures that we're looking for, to properly seed the deep ocean currents. We want to get into the deep ocean currents around the Grand Banks at 3,000 decibars, 3,400 decibars, 3,800 decibars. And in order to correctly put the little bit of lead weights inside the float, we have to know the characteristics of each instrument. So that's why we're sitting here.
Great, thanks. So, well, you might hear some sounds. So in front of me, there's this large cylinder. I think the diameter is listed somewhere. Check it out. Which is 25 inches, so about a little over 2 feet diameter. And then the cylinder goes, I'm on one floor, and it goes all the way down to the basement below. And in the cylinder, it's filled with water. And they've just placed one of the floats that's going to be in the deep current into that pressure tank. And it's kind of going to, like Heather was explaining, simulate those pressures that it's going to be under when it's in the ocean. So we have to do all these tests before to make sure it's going to sit at that right depth.
Correct.
Correct. So you're hearing some of the sounds that go on as you do each of these for each of the floats. Eventually it's going to be 80 floats. So they've been spending a lot of time recording all this data and putting these floats through this process.
So the tank goes under this like safety U-shape metal thing, which, you know, if something were to happen with the tank, that would kind of keep it all contained. I think that's what that's for. And then it moves out, and then they screw those bolts in, and the whole cap, which is like 550 pounds or something, gets lifted off high enough, and then we can pull the float in and put a couple more in. So we just keep doing this over and over again.
Pressure tank is coming out from under that protective cover. It's slowly sliding out because the cycle is over and the cap is going to come off shortly. And they're getting some tank temperatures and data in many places. It's good to have numbers written down in multiple places just in case. The cap is being lifted off.
The pissing is the pressure releasing from the air coming into the tank.